Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast. Now, we're today on the program. We're speaking with Mr. Fred Wilson, who has 40 years of experience in real estate and is a co-founder of a brokerage and escrow firm and also a celebrated mentor. He enriches agents through his production model course, books, and audio programs emphasizing human connections and personal growth. His guidance inspires people to achieve their full potential. And Mr. Wilson, we thank you for joining us here today.
It's my pleasure.
So to get things underway here today, what are the common signs of a scarcity mindset among real estate agents? I think that is a fantastic way to kick things off today.
Yeah, it's a very common factor in the world of real estate sales, and most agents don't realize that they suffer from scarcity. In fact, if I was to talk to a new group of agents who've never heard me speak before, I would ask how many in the audience believe in abundance thinking, and almost every hand would go up. But then as I keep asking questions about how opportunity works, particularly is it here now for you today, most hands fall away. Most people believe that opportunity is a good thing and that more is better. We're taught that societally, but we're also taught that it's rare, fleeting, hard to hang on to, hard to find, and not always available, and you better get it before someone else does. And that is all scarcity thinking. So the classic mindset of most agents that opportunity isn't here now, but it's coming later, is in fact scarcity thinking, and it's one of the biggest reasons why most real estate agents fail.
Well, I have no doubt that you have the attention of the audience, no matter if they are in real estate or not. Some really good thoughts here today to get things underway here on this program. Now, another question, how can agents overcome the future model mentality and focus on the present, which is so hard to do sometimes?
Well, you know, most people don't realize, and that also applies, I guess, to most real estate agents being people, but the real estate industry as a whole, it only has two aspects to it, really, in terms of agent behavior. One is future modeling activities, and the other is now modeling activities. And 99% of all agents and almost 100% of all coaches, mentors, managers, teachers, veterans teach future modeling. And the classic way to exemplify that, and you've probably even heard this yourself, is how new agents are often asked, almost rigorously asked, how much savings do you have so that you can survive until your business kicks in? In other words, going into the business, people admit vicariously in that way that it's a future model business and you're not going to do business now, but maybe later. This is everywhere, this mindset in the industry. And what I discovered over my years as a practitioner, because I'm that odd duck as a coach, not only do I coach, but I actually do. So I'm talking about, you know, what I've done yesterday oftentimes when I'm talking with agents. But the point is, you can do business now. You don't have to wait for the future. But instead of things like brand building, marketing, advertising, putting on a show, making an impression, being the expert, that's all future modeling behavior. And there's a place for it. Absolutely. The problem is most agents go broke before they get it to pay. Almost 90% of all agents are broke in terms of staying in real estate sales within their first 5 years, with over 70% of those out in the first 18 months, because they can't make it to that magical place where they start to make money. And the future modeling mindset, culture, and training is at the bottom of it. And what I teach and practice is now modeling. And that's a skill thing. That's about learning certain skills and then applying those each day so that you can identify actionable directions now instead of waiting for it to maybe come to you later. And it's a big difference. It's a huge dichotomy. And I'm kind of on a mission as a coach to get that word out.
Now, Mr. Wilson, what steps can agents take to develop an abundance mindset and find new opportunities? Talk to us about that.
Sure. It's kind of a muscle. It's a mental muscle. Again, I mentioned that, you know, how we're taught culturally in our society, in the world today, and typically for, you know, a longest time, I think, really. It's been a part of the way human beings look at the world. And that is that opportunity is a good thing and that more is better, but that it's rare, fleeting, hard to hang on to, and not always available. And that it's not here now, it's out there somewhere else later. So there's this positive, optimistic attitude towards opportunity, meaning it's coming, I can get it, but it's not here now. And that's what kills them, is that false understanding that opportunity isn't available now. The reality is, lack of opportunity isn't the problem anybody faces. The problem is lack of recognizing the opportunity that's actually there. So I teach these skills that help people develop what we call an opportunative mindset, which is a way of thinking where you understand how opportunity works, you know how to tune into it more effectively, and tap into it more often. And it's a game changer in a business or even in one's life. And I wrote a book about it. It's called The Third Law of Success, one of my books. And I highly recommend that people read that if they want to start to understand how to develop this, what I call opportunitive mindset, as opposed to their scarcitive mindset that I outlined a moment ago. And there are some other things you can do. In some of my courses, I have something called the 12 Tenets of Opportunity. These are 12 principles that depict how opportunity actually works. And people will print those, they'll put them on their mirror, they'll laminate them, they'll make them their screensaver. And what I teach them to do is for at least 30 days, go through these and keep internalizing them. In other words, you don't just want to understand them, you don't just want to memorize them. You really want them to become kind of second nature in terms of how you look at things. And that takes time. So, like I said, it's a skill, it's a muscle you're building. But those are some of the things that I do to train people to develop this opportunitive mindset and overcome that, scarcity mindset that holds people back.
If you're tuning in today as a real estate agent, you have to be excited about the information shared here today. I have no doubt about that. We're speaking with Mr. Fred Wilson, who has 40 years of experience in real estate and is the co-founder of a brokerage and escrow firm and also a celebrated mentor. He enriches agents through his production model, course, books, and audio programs, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what practical techniques can agents use to quickly increase their income? I'm sure listeners would like to hear about that.
That's a great question, and really my coaching platform, FYI, as a segue, not that that was my intent, but it is based on answering that question. What I teach in my books, like Real Estate Attraction or my online course, The Production Model Pro, is, in fact, how to start making money now. I always say to agents, look, what do you want to be? Do you want to be that agent that has the chance to make money down the road? Or do you want to be that agent who wakes up in the morning and you don't have any business, but by the end of the day, you have an actionable direction of business? Which one do you want to be? And of course, everybody wants the latter. They want business sooner, not later. If I ask agents, do you want business later or sooner? They all want it sooner. So I realized this in my business, that I was spending a lot of time many, many years ago and money trying to build this machine, so to speak, that would make me successful in the business and financially reward me significantly. And yet I was doing business, but it was kind of on the side, and it wasn't necessarily relative to all this money I was spending and all this effort I was putting in. And so I started looking at what I was doing, and it really boils down to, and this is a synthesis now over many, many years, but it boils down to four things. Four things if you want to start making money sooner versus later, which is essentially what your question was. And that boils down to the thing I've already alluded to. You got to get your mind in the right place relative to how opportunity works. Opportunity is here because that's how life is set up. You don't have a problem with lack of opportunity, people. You have a lack of problem of realizing it, that it's here in front of you today. And the reason it's here is because everybody is changing. That's the fact. And everybody lives somewhere. That's the fact. And that combination means, as change happens in people's lives, everybody's real estate wants and needs are constantly subject to change. So there's always going to be real estate opportunities. The question is, do you recognize them? So you first have to get your mind in that place. Second thing you have to do is you have to make your job description talking to people. This is essential, Eric. And particularly in today's modern communication age with text, email, social media, online presence, advertising, et cetera, agents are seduced into digital communications, and it's handy and it's nifty and it's cool, but it negates their ability to make money now and makes them only future modelists. They're hoping that someday those efforts pay off. What I teach is actually talking to people today, because when you talk to someone, you have a chance to actually identify an actionable direction with the right skills. If you don't talk, you don't. It's like coming up to bat. If you come up to bat, which is what talking to people is, face-to-face or ear-to-ear, you have a chance to get a hit if you come up to bat. Same thing if you talk to someone. You have a chance to identify an actionable direction. So talking to people is essential, and I teach agents how to make that their structure within their day. The third thing that's key is reversing the flow of information. And this is something that I've sort of plowed the snow on in terms of a coaching direction. But the reality is, and future modeling ties into this, information is always going from the agent body to the public body. That's what we're taught. Get the word out, make an impression, put on a show, be the expert. Marketing, advertising, social media posting, it's all outflow. And what you have to do when you're talking to someone is reverse that and get the flow of information coming your way. And these are skills in terms of talking to people. And there are specific techniques that I teach, the ask to listen technique, triangulation for truth, the four questions, vending opportunity. These are techniques that you can learn to have a conversation with someone today and get information coming your way so that you get what I call a reveal. That is an actionable direction of information. So it's a very powerful but skill-based thing, not a systems-based future model thing. So first, you have that mind in the right place, opportunity thing. Second, got to make your job description talking to people. Third, you got to reverse the flow of info and get into what I call discovery mode in your conversations with people. And fourth, you have to learn how to stay on track. If you get off track, you're at risk, and everybody falls off track. That's not the question. The question is how long until you get back on track. And so in my program, we teach people how to stay on track, and we have something called Success Tracker that they can use to measure and evaluate what they're doing every day relative to the model. And it's super powered. It's a very powerful technique. The best review I ever got was, this isn't rocket science, it's rocket fuel. And I love that. So those are the four things. If you do, in fact, want to have a practical approach to making money immediately, not years down the line.
Awesome information right there. That ought to jazz up the audience tuning in, no doubt there as well. Now, tell me, how does the NOW model help agents handle market fluctuations effectively? I'm sure that would be some good feedback coming from you.
That's also a great question. And it does, in fact, provide a solution, because NOW modeling is not market-based. It's not based on what the condition of the market is. It's based on what the agent is doing. And so, again, being a skills model, not a systems model. And so when the market goes up or the market goes down, if you stay open to the fact that everybody's changing and everybody lives somewhere, therefore everybody's real estate wants and needs are always subject to change, you stay open to that in terms of opportunity. And you make your job about talking to people, sure, you're still going to have email. Sure, you're going to do your online thing. I get that. But you have to be talking to people face-to-face, ear-to-ear. And if when you're doing that, you get the flow of information coming your way, and you do it each day, tracking and evaluating and measuring and improving what you're doing and staying on track, it won't matter what the market is. At the bottom of the big recession in about 2009, 2010, I personally did 90 transactions. At the bottom, when most agents were going broke. Now, you do have to adapt. You have to change. You have to adjust to the circumstances. But the principles are the same with the production model in terms of up market or down market. And those are opportunity in your mind has to be in the right understanding. Got to be talking to people face-to-face or ear-to-ear in discovery mode and doing that each day and staying on that track and growing, not just going forward.
Mr. Wilson, great to have you with us here today, and I'm sure any real estate agent could benefit from your courses and material, no doubt, if they're looking to succeed, not only in the near future, but well into the future as well. Before you go into conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Well, you know, sometimes I think about if you really could only give people who are trying to achieve and succeed in their desires and their goals and objectives, you know, one piece of quick advice what would it be? And I think it's what my wife and I, Beth, taught our kids and what I teach agents to this day. And that is, be the value add in everything you do. And what that means is you have to provide enough value to exchange for the things you want. And so you have to focus on value and creation of value. And when you are the value add, meaning you're adding more than you're taking, you rise and the people around you or who you work with or even under start to rise because of it. And you get a great ride, an upward ride, because everybody wants value. And it turns out that most people often get stuck in the consuming side, taking more than they're giving. And so I always tell people, learn to be the value add. A good friend of mine calls it being a go-giver. So that's my thinking.
Again, Mr. Wilson, thanks for joining us here today on the program. And if listeners wanted to tap into your resources, where is the best place to do so?
You know, you could go to a couple of places. For the book, simply go to realestateattraction.com/book. Buy the book. I hope you do. It's all in there. I kind of opened the kimono. All my techniques, all my coaching, right there in the book for people who want that. And if you want to get into my programs, you would go to fredwilsoncoaching.com, and you could click around, go to programs, and then you can get the book there too. And it's a great way to tune in to what it is I offer agents in terms of learning how to make money sooner versus later. And truly, frankly, adding another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month to your bottom line. It's powerful, but it's only for people who really want to take that journey towards prosperity sooner versus later. It's not for everybody, because everybody's got a life going on and a lot of things competing, but this is there for you, and you can get it at those two places.
And of course, listeners, you can draw your attention to the show notes where you can pick up these links for your convenience as well. Mr. Wilson, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, I appreciate it, Eric. Thank you. I wish you the best going forward.
And I wish you the same. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Fred Wilson, who has 40 years of experience in real estate and is a co-founder of a brokerage and escrow firm and also a celebrated mentor. He enriches agents through his production model course, books, and audio programs emphasizing human connections and personal growth. His guidance inspires people to achieve their full potential. And to tap into these resources, simply visit realestateattraction.com/book and or Fred Wilson Coaching. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.